弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很快啊，一个周末就过去了。
This weekend flies so fast.
我们不知不觉今年明天就到十二月了。
And unwittingly, tomorrow we have come to December of this year.
啊，年轻人很高兴，因为他们又长大了一岁。
But our young people must be very happy because they grow 1 year older.
那我们这些老人家又老了一年。
And all of us who are older, we get 1 year older now.
但是我们感谢主，我们在主里面，我们都是新人。
But we thank the Lord, all of us in the Lord are new.
每天主给我们有新的恩典。
Because every day our Lord gives us a new grace.
每一天主给我们来到他的跟前，我们灵里面，我们实实在在的都是觉得是新鲜的。
And every day, because He gives us the grace, so when we come before Him, in our spirit is renewed.
我们每个主日，我们来到聚会里面，跟弟兄姊妹一同聚会，一同侍奉，一同掰饼，我们实在觉得这是恩待恩典。
And we truly feel that it is grace that every Sunday we can come together with all the brothers and sisters. We worship together, we break bread, and we serve together.
每一次当我们打开主的话的时候
，So every time as we open the Lord's word,
我们就实在觉得主的话给我们有光、有力量、有恩典、有方向、有恩膏。
Now every time when we open the Lord's word, we feel that truly gives us the light, the grace, the direction, and also the strength and wisdom.
我们实在感谢主，我们还是一起来打开主的话。
So we thank the Lord that together shall we please open up the Lord's word.
我们翻到出埃及记二十九章。
Exodus 29.
我们从第一节看到第十节。
Verses 1 to 10.
出埃及记二十九章第一节开始。
Exodus 29:1.
你使亚伦和他儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分，要如此行：取一只公牛犊，两只无残疾的公绵羊，无酵饼和调油的无酵饼与抹油的无酵薄饼，这都要用细面做成，这饼要装在一个筐子里，连筐子带来，又把公牛和两只公绵羊牵来。要使亚伦和他儿子在会幕门口用水洗身，要给亚伦穿上内衣和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德又带上胸牌，粗上以弗德巧工织的带子，把冠冕戴在他头上，将圣冠加在冠冕上，就把膏油倒在他头上膏他，要叫他儿子来给他穿上内袍，给亚伦和他儿子束上腰带，包上裹头巾，他们就凭永远的定力得了祭司的职分。又要将亚伦和他儿子分别为圣，你要把公牛牵到会幕前，亚伦和他儿子要按手在公牛的头上。
Exodus 29:1. And this is what you shall do to them to hallow them to minister, for ministering to me as priests. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of wheat flour. You shall put them in one basket and bring them in a basket with the bull and the two rams.And Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle a meeting, and you shall wash them with water. Then you shall take the garments, put the tunic on Aaron, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the intricately woven band of the ephod. And you shall put the turban on his head, and put the holy crown on the turban. And you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head.And anoint him, then you shall bring his sons and put tunics on them, and you shall gird them with sashes, Aaron and his sons, and put the hats on them. The priesthood shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. So you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle a meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the bull.
43节到46节同一章。
43-46.
我要在那里与以色列人相会，会幕就要因我的荣耀成为圣。我要使会幕和坛成圣，也要使亚伦和他儿子成圣，给我公祭司的职分。我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神，他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的，为要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. So I will consecrate the tabernacle meeting and the altar. I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests. I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
我们再翻到39章
Chapter 39,
我们读32节一节。
Just verse 32.
39:32.
39:32.
帐幕就是会幕，一切的工就这样做完了。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样做了。
So all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did.
42-43节。
42 and 43.
这一切工作都是以色列人照耶和华所吩咐摩西做的，耶和华怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。
According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it. As the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them.
40:1-2.
Chapter 40, verses 1-2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，正月初一日，你要立起帐幕。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of the meeting.
33-38.
Verses 33-38.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院帐，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕，摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。每逢云彩从帐幕收上去，以色列人就启程前往，云彩若不收上去，他们就不启程，只等到云彩收上去。日间耶和华的云彩是在帐幕以上，夜间云中有火，在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样。
And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel,throughout all their journeys.
最后我们看希伯来书第三章
Hebrews, lastly, we will read chapter 3,
第五第六节
verses 5 and 6.
希伯来书第三章第五第六节
Hebrews 3, verses 5 and 6.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And Moses indeed was faithful in his, all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the boast of the hope firm to the end.
我们圣经就读到这里。
We now conclude our scripture reading.
昨天晚上我们开始讲了28章出埃及记。
Last night, starting from Exodus 28, we have been sharing on the theme.
我们愿意用这2000，我们从祭司的圣衣和祭司承接圣职分别为圣的条例，我们来看今天我们服侍主的人应该受的提醒。
The theme is the priest's holy garment and the ordination of priest service. From all these, we shall be reminded of the principles that as we serve in the Lord, in the Lord's house.
当到了29章，我们看到这是神把祭司能够承接圣职，能够真正的去服侍了，这个条例启示出来。
Here in Exodus 29, we actually see the Lord has shown us the statutes regarding the ordination of priests for them to be consecrated to start serving.
所以29章第一节那里告诉我们。
Therefore, here we read verse 1 of Exodus 29.
说你使亚伦和他儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分，要如此行。然后2点。
And this is what you shall do to them to hallow them for ministering to me as priests. And then, and so on, you see the mark over there.
你就看到他们要做什么呢？
Now, what is that they should do?
我们就知道祭司是的服侍是要献祭。
We know that the priestly service is to offer sacrifices.
就是照着耶和华吩咐他们的去行。
They should do according to what the Lord has commanded them.
我们看到在这一章最末了的时候。
And then we come to the end of this chapter.
这里就告诉我们说，当会幕建造完成。
After the tabernacle of the meeting was finished.
当服侍的人预备好了。
When the people who serve are made ready,
主再次告诉他们在29章43节说我要在那里与以色列人相会。
And then in verse 43, we see that the Lord said that I will meet with them there.
然后神的荣耀就充满在会幕的里面。
And then we see the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle meeting.
43节说会幕就要因我的荣耀成为圣。
Because 43, we read the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
我们都知道今天我们能够分别出来服侍神。
We all know that today for us to be able to be set apart to serve God.
或者是说我们今天能够与主相会。
Or to say for us to be able to meet with him.
是因着他的同在。
And it is all because of his presence.
是因为他显出来。
Because he has revealed himself to us.
我们分别出来是完全归给他。
We are set apart totally unto him.
我们一直都说神的帐幕在人间是神的旨意。
We continue to say that when the tabernacle of God is among men, it means his will is among men.
他要与人同住。
And he wants to dwell with man.
他要与我们在一起。
He wants to be with us.
当我们真是能够完全的跟他联合的时候，
When we can truly be united with him,
那里就是圣的。
There is holy.
那里就神的旨意就完成。
There the Lord's will is finished.
所以我们看到整个的会幕、祭司、献祭。
So here we see the whole tabernacle meeting.And the priests and the offering sacrifices.
后来建造圣殿。
And later on, the construction of the holy temple.
今天建造教会。
As to today's building up of the church.
都是在那里要显出一个事实， 神与人同在，联合人完全的归给他。
All of these are to reveal one fact, that is, the Lord's presence is with us. We're united with Him, and we are fellowshipping with Him.
我们从春令会一直到现在，一直我们看到会幕的建造。
From the last spring conference all the way until now, we have been considering the construction of the tabernacle meeting.
如今会幕建造好了。
Now it is finished.
还需要有服事的祭司也要预备好。
And then again, the priest who minister have to be made ready.
当祭司供职的时候
，When the priest serve,
五祭的事实就显出来。
And you will see the very fact of all of the five offerings being carried out.
所以，但是今天我愿意跟大家弟兄姊妹交通的是，祭司能够成圣尽职事。
But today, what I share with you is how the priests could be consecrated and also fulfill their duties.
我们昨天讲了。
Now, last night we said,
亚伦没有什么了不起。
There is nothing great about Aaron.
是神的恩典，神的拣选。
It's truly because of God's grace and His election.
这里就讲到祭司怎么样来尽职呢？
Now, how we see how the priests carry out their duties.
也就是今天我们在新约里面的服事的人，我们怎么样有资格还带进具体的服事呢？
That's to say, in New Testament, those of us who serve God, how can we be qualified to serve and also enter into the reality of services?
我们首先我们要看到，这完全是恩典。
And first of all, we need to see that it's purely grace.
当我们看到这一章后面五祭的时候
，So as we continue to read about the five offerings,
就当祭司要承接圣职是五个祭。燔祭、赎罪祭、赎愆祭、这个素祭、平安祭一起献上。
When the priests are ordained, five offerings are present, starting with burnt offering, sin offering, trespass offering, grain offering, and peace offering.
你特别看到真正承接圣职最重要的里面是讲到平安祭。
But you will see that most important item among the five offerings is the peace offering.
五个祭通通献上。
You offer five offerings altogether.
虽然没有讲到赎愆祭，但是赎愆祭在赎罪祭的里面已经包括。
And although the passage does not talk about trespass offering, but it is included in the sin offering.
但是你看到后面很多的条例，讲到残血，讲到抹血，这都是在平安祭里面
and when you read
大部分讲到里面的内容。
When you read on, then you will see the sprinkling, the applying blood, and all this is included in the peace offering.
我在这里特别要讲一点，平安祭的一个特点就是平安祭又称为是感恩祭，是酬恩祭。
I just want to mention one point that peace offering is also called a peace of thanksgiving.
就是我们祭司蒙了这么大的恩典，而里面有一个回应，我们要献上给神。
That's to say that all of us who have received so great this grace, we just have this response. We want to offer this meal peace offering to God.
所以每一个服事主的人。
So everyone who serves the Lord.
如果你不是觉得恩典而服事
，If you don't feel that this is because of grace, so you serve.
你不是因着感恩而有所献、有所服事的话
，If it's not because of gratitude that you want to serve or to offer something to God.
你那个服事不持久
，Your services will never endure.
你那个服事。不能够带出真正服事的果效。
And your services will never bring out the true fruitfulness.
如果你觉得是一个责任感
，if you feel you do this because of the sense of responsibility，
如果你只是觉得是一个需要的而已
，or because of necessity，
你会发现你服事不下去。
you will feel, you will know that you won't be able to keep up.
你一定觉得主给我们这么大的恩典，我怎么办呢？我只有愿意甘心乐意的献上一点。
You have to feel that since the Lord has given us so great this grace, then what should I do? I just want to freely, willingly offer a little bit of mine.
当然，平安祭，承接圣职的平安祭里面还有更多的意思，我不愿意插出去讲了。
But of course, there are more meanings of this peace offering in the priest's ordination, but I just don't want to digress into those areas.
因为在平安祭的里面，不单单献上给神，献上给神的是腰子，是纸油烧给神。
Because in the peace offering, when you offer to God, the sacrifice, animal sacrifice, what you offer is the fat and also the two kidneys.
但是大部分的是留下给献祭的人来享用。
But most part of the animal is reserved for those who offer the sacrifices to enjoy.
祭司跟他的家人也可以享用。
So the priest and their families could enjoy the meal.
而且所有洁净的人都可以享用。
And also all those who are clients could enjoy the meal.
所以你看到真正的服事不单单是献给神，也是叫人得着供应。
So you see that when the true services are not offering to God, but also are for people to enjoy.
所以我们在这里看到，当我们讲到祭司供职的时候，我们首先要看到是因着恩典，因着神的拣选，祭司亚伦的家族能够来服侍神，不是因为别的。
So when we speak of the priesthood, first of all, we need to know it is all because God's grace and election that Aaron and his family are able to serve God, nothing else.
而且在律法底下，祭司必须先履行一些的手续。
And also, under the law, the priests have to go through certain liturgies.
那第一点在29章第四节就告诉我们要洗身。
In verse 4, we read that they have to be washed.
说要是亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口以水洗身。
Aaron and his sons, you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle meeting and you shall wash them with water.
你看到其实他们这一些人都是经过逾越节羔羊的血洁净过的人。
You see, all of these people had already been cleansed by the blood of the Passover lamb.
但是当你要来面神面前服侍的时候
But when you come to serve God in His presence,
好像以弗所说的要用血水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁
just,then you just as Ephesians 5 says that you have to be washing with the water by the word
所以当我们来到主面前要服侍主我们要整个人蒙悦纳
So for us to come before Him, GodTo serve and to be totally acceptable.
叫我们因着神的话，我们要被洁净。
Then we have to be cleansed by the word of God.
所以我们看到，无论是血或者是水的洁净，都是神的儿子为我们所做成的。
But regardless of the cleansing with blood or with a word, it is all done by the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
但是我们来到神的跟前
so for us to come before God,
当我们要服侍的时候
for us to be ready to serve,
我们在信心里面还要接受他的洁净
But in faith, we still need to be cleansed by Him.
蒙保守我们不被玷污才能够服侍主
So that we'll be kept and will not be defiled. Only this way can we serve Him.
我们常活在神洁净的恩典的感觉里面
Often we live in the sense of the grace of his cleansing.
所以我们看到人的洁净是进入服事面对的第一件事情。
So the very first thing for a man to enter into service is to face this cleansing.
所以我们是战惊恐惧的来到主的跟前。
Therefore, in trembling and in fear, we come before God.
那然后第五节、第六节再一次告诉我们要穿衣。
And verses 5 and 6, again, they tell us we need to pull down the garment.
要给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德又戴上胸牌，粗上以弗德巧工织的带子，把冠冕戴在他头上，将圣冠加在他冠冕上。
Then you shall take the garment took the tunic on Aaron and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and girded him with the intricately woven band of ephod. You shall put the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道，每一次当我们来到主面前服事的时候
，I believe you, all the brothers and sisters understand that when we come before the Lord to serve Him.
我很感谢主，虽然我们时间有时候很紧张。
I'm so grateful. A lot of times we are so stressed by time.
但是我们上讲台以前，我们还是愿意几个弟兄姊妹我们有一点祷告。
But still, before we come to the pulpit, some of the brothers and sisters would come together to pray.
我们实在觉得我们不能够有一点依靠自己，就依靠主的这样的心。
We should never have any sense of the heart thinking that we can't rely on ourselves.
我们每一次服事，弟兄姊妹，这不是一个形式。
Every time as we serve, it's never formality.
就算我们没有机会大家在一起，我们服事的时候，我们里面还是默默的依靠主。
Even though we do not have the time to come together before our services, but still silently we totally rely on our Lord.
我们是在那里服事的时候，我们要佩戴基督。
As we serve Him, we need to put on Christ.
我们服事是为了把基督的华美彰显出来。
We serve because we want to manifest the beauty and glory of Christ.
我们服侍的时候要穿上内衣。
And when we serve, we have to put on the tunic.
神圣洁的要求。
And this is the holy requirement of God.
我们服侍的时候，这个要记得，他们要戴上圣冠冕。
And also, when we serve, we have to put on the turban.
上面写着归耶和华为圣。
And it says that holy to the Lord.
是要把向神交出权柄。
Because we want to give our autonomy to God.
我们看到我们服侍，我们能够带出来的，都是主嫁给我们的。
Because we truly see that, whatever we serve is all because of the addition from God.
以弗德戴上胸牌，巧工织的带子，我们都是靠着神的话、神的真理来服侍的。
The ephod, the breastplate, and gird the priest with the intricately woven band of the ephod, all this speak of by his truth and by his grace that we serve.
我实在觉得我们越觉得服侍主年日越长久。
And more we feel that the longer you serve the Lord,
我觉得越是战惊恐惧。
And the more you become trembling and fearing before Him.
我们看到一些年长的弟兄们，他们是那么服侍主一辈子，几十年、六十年、七十年，甚至到八十年，你看他们还是那样战战兢兢的服侍。
We have seen many elder brothers after they have served the Lord for decades, 60, 70, 80 years, when they come to serve the Lord, they are always in trembling and in fear.
而且我经常都讲，有时候看到江弟兄在讲台上服侍啊，他痛哭流泪，觉得自己败坏，就是软弱。哎呀，我一看他，我实在觉得，哎呀。我没有路走了。
And a lot of times when I witness that Brother Stephen Kong standing on the pulpit and crying his heart out, weeping and saying that he was so weak, so corrupt, I just feel, I don't know what's my way of service here. It seems like I hit the dead end.
我就觉得这些老弟兄们实在是在主面前很纯正，受过很多的对付，还是觉得自己不配服侍，那我们的就要找个洞来挖，自己钻到地下去，就还好一点。
All these elder brothers are so pure in the Lord, but still they feel that they're not qualified to serve the Lord. So what about us? All I can say is I probably have to dig a hole and just hide myself there.
但是我们觉得有的时候我们这些年轻人呢、啊，我讲不是你们呢、啊，就是我们比较年轻的人。
And young people, I'm not talking to our young people here, but I'm speaking of us who are relatively young.
服侍主啊，有一点经历了， 觉得很会讲道啊。哦，滔滔不绝，这里讲的不得了啊。
And after you have served the Lord for a while, have some accumulated some experiences, and you feel you're able to share the messages now, you just talk people's ears off.
而且有的时候你看到啊，我们去过什么聚会啊？每年去所有的大聚会，我们都去啊。我是其中一个啊，我不是说你，还说我。
And especially if you go to several big conferences of the year, each time, I'm one of those. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about myself.
我们回到教会里面来，觉得我就觉得你们都不够属灵。你看我什么聚会都去。
So when I come back to the church, I would feel that oh, you're not as spiritual as.
那我讲的都是天上来的启示。
All that I speak of is the revelation from heaven.
滔滔不绝，有的时候就觉得主很给我有恩典，有恩高，有恩赐啊！我讲的讲个不停。
Unceasingly talkative, because you feel that oh, I've now got the anointing of God, now got the gift.
我们不知不觉。
Unwittingly.
我们忘掉我们头上戴着归耶和华为圣，把我们的权柄。交给主，我们上面有主的权柄，我们忘记了。
We have forgotten the turban that we wear, which has holy to the Lord, which means we should give our autonomy to the Lord and receive His sovereignty over us.
后来我才觉得，为什么这些年长的弟兄他们能够是真的谦卑，不是假谦卑啊
？And later I realized
我们有的时候是假谦卑啊。
Why these elder brothers are truly humble? And this is true. Sometimes we have the false humility.
因为他们的光大。
Because they have great light from the Lord.
在强烈的光底下，我们会看到我们一点点的灰尘都看到。
In this bright, under this bright light, just a little bit of speck of dust, and it is seen.
我们看到你们这里很干净啊。
I noticed that it's very clean in this meeting place.
因为你们的灯不够亮。
Because your lights are not quite bright.
如果你们拿那个照 movie 那个灯照，哎呦，都是灰尘啊，在那里飞来飞去啊。
And if you shine with a strong light, and you will see all the dust flying around.
所以有的时候你看到很多去餐馆啊，那个灯都不是很亮的，所以你觉得很干净啊。
And this is why when you go to different restaurants, most of the time the lights are dim, and you think the place is clean.
啊，所以你这个灯不亮啊，我脸上的这个老人斑你们还看不到啊。
And so, with dim lights, the old stage spots on your face are covered, are not easily seen either.
所以求主叫我们活在光的底下，我们看到我们需要恩典。
We truly ask the Lord to show us that we could live in His light, and then we could see what we're like.
我们都是凭着基督加给我们的义，我们才能够服侍。才能够把一点恩典带出来。
And we could see His grace, and it is because of the righteousness that the Lord has imputed upon us, so we can serve Him.
有一些弟兄们知道我在一个这个是在网上教圣经的一个服事上，这个基督学坊里面有服事的。
Some brothers know that I have some ministry that teaching the Bible online.
那这我们很多是大陆的学生，他们很需要。
So many of the students are from mainland China, and this service is greatly needed.
今年呢，我们就是过去在海南有一个特别聚会，特别把这些毕业的生来找来，他们有人做一点的见证。
Last year we had a graduation ceremony, so we gathered all the graduates and in Hainan in China, and some of them gave some testimonies.
最叫我得安慰的
，and the most comforting remark.
不是他们，你知道，人家喜欢讲赞美的话啊，什么感谢老师啊，这些一大堆的话。我听起来，我说你们不要讲这些话。
You know that people just love to say some words of gratitude and words of thanksgiving. And being their teacher, I really don't like to hear this.
但是我觉得有一个弟兄他讲。他说 读完学房，有很多的同学，有的读四年，有的读八年，他们都有一个感觉，让我很得安慰。
One graduate said that after finishing the program, maybe in 4 years, in 8 years, they all had this one sense.
他说我们读完了，我们觉得我们对属灵的事情还是一无所知。
They realized that after they're done with the program, it still felt that as to the spiritual matters, they knew nothing.
你知道，因为一般的神学院出来的人呢，都觉得哎呀，我们学的这么多，我们怎么样厉害，怎么样感谢。他说我们学完了，我们觉得对属灵真一无所知，我觉得很得安慰。
I feel so comforted upon hearing his remarks because, you know, most of the graduate, seminary graduates, after they finish the school, they will say, oh, I'm so great now, and I think I've known so much.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们是给他们看到了一点基督的荣美。
Because we have shown them just one thing, that is the beauty of Christ.
看到一点圣经里面主话语的丰富。
We have shown them just a little of the riches of the word of God.
他们发现里面太丰富了。
And realize that the fullness is so great.
我们学了四年，我们学了八年，我们好像对属灵的事情还是一无所知。
That after learning for 8 years, they just felt that they knew nothing.
如果今天你坐在这里，你觉得，哦，你讲什么出埃及记28-29-40章，这些我通通都知道了。
Today,
你马上就上当了。
Sit here.And you listen to this explanation of Exodus 28-29 all the way to 40, and you say, oh, I've known them all, and right away, you're shut down from hearing.
一个人失去了渴慕的心,
when a person has lost this desiring heart,
没有一个真正爱慕主、顺服主、按着主的话来追求的话,
if you do not have the heart to love him, to follow him,And to obey him.
主已经不能够用这样的人。
The Lord is no longer able to use.
因为主要在我们身上显出他的荣耀。
Because the Lord wants to reveal in His glory.
和他的性情。
And His character.
这样的人才可以来服侍。
So a person has to have a humble heart to be able to serve.
所以我们在神面前，首先要洁净自己。
Therefore, the very first thing for us to come before God is to cleanse yourself. 才能够活出
基督的荣美。
In order to live out the beauty of Christ.
我们是凭着永远的定力进祭司的职分29节。
And again,
in
verse 9, we fulfill the priestly function according to a perpetual statute.
今天我们不要失去那起初的爱。
Today, let us never lose that first love.
一切都是主加给我们的，我们是没有的。
Everything is given to us by God when we have nothing.
我们要记得我们上面有圣冠冕，说是归耶和华为圣。
Remember this, you have this holy plate upon your turban saying holy to the Lord.
供祭司的职分要如此行，还有第三点。
And there is another.Point, the third point to fulfill your priesthood.
第七节
Verse 7.
你要把膏油倒在他头上膏他。
That is to pour the anointing oil on the priest's head and anoint him.
洗身在神的话里面得洁净。
Now wash them with the water so you are cleansed in the words of the Lord.
被拆毁也被建造。
You are destroyed and you are built up.
穿衣是在生活上活出基督的生命。
And when you put on the garment, meaning that in your life you actually live out the testimony.
把膏油倒在头上。
As to this pouring out the anointing oil.
这是圣灵的印记。
This is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
侍奉的人不是凭自己所有。跟学来的东西跟知识
Because a person who serves never depends on what he has, his knowledge, and anything he has accumulated.
而是借着圣灵 所赐的能力跟恩赐。
But through the power and grace of the Holy Spirit.
神所要的人，做工的人，是要那些自己不能做的人。
The worker that God is seeking after is the one who cannot do anything by him or herself.
只有凭着圣灵所赐的能力恩赐才能做成神所要的。
Only by the power and gift of the Holy, from the Holy Spirit can a man actually perform the work that God seeks.
膏油倒在祭司的头上。
When anointing oil is poured upon the priest,
表明人所有的心思都在圣灵的管理之下。
This means all man's mind is now governed by the Holy Spirit.
人的意思，人的工作，如果不是从圣灵源发起的，不是从圣灵管理跟供应的，就不算是释放。
If all your thought, your work does not originate or being does not originate from Holy Spirit, not being governed by Him, it's not called service at all.
每一个侍奉主的人都要学习接受圣灵的权柄。
So every single one who serves God has to learn to receive the sovereignty from the Holy Spirit.
在这些年里面，我每一次。不论传福音也好，不论是有一点话语的交通也好。
Throughout the years, whether it is sharing the gospel or ministering to the word of God,
我自己在上来以前，每一次都是默默的仰望主。
Before I come to the pulpit, always I would silently look to the Lord.
依靠主的圣灵来讲话。
Depending on His Holy Spirit in order to speak.
弟兄姊妹，在这一段话里面，我现在我们这里讲得很清楚，我们没有时间细讲。
Now the passage we just read is clearly stated, and we don't have time to go into details.
然后你就看到，就进入祭司进入具体的侍奉。
Then you read about the concrete services that the priest performed.
我们只读了第十章，二十九章第十节，读了一节。
We only read one verse in ten, verse ten.
就要把公牛牵到会幕前，亚伦和他儿子要按手在公牛的头上。
And you shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle meeting, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands on the head of the bull.
我们就看到进入侍奉的实际。
So here we see that entering into the reality of services,
就是献祭。
Is to make offerings.
你知道献祭
you know,
五个祭里面的中心是什么
What's the center of the five offerings?
是祭牲
It's the the sacrifice animals.
所以一开始就说祭司要按手在公羊的头上
So at the very beginning that the priest has to put his hands on the head of the bull.
承认一切都是祭牲，都是基督，都是羔羊所做成的。
Confessing everything is done by Christ, by the Lamb.
五祭、赎罪祭
，Sin offering of the five offerings
是讲到在神面前称义。
Speaks of the justification before God.
要侍奉神，首先要解决。罪人的地位。
Therefore, to serve God, the very first thing that has to be dealt with is the position of sinners.
我们知道受罪祭在那里就是表明了基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
And also we know that sin offering means all the salvation is that's being accomplished on the cross.
当里面也包括了数千祭。
Of course, sin offering also includes
我们很快的提一下三祭。
And also burnt offering very quickly.
寻求神的悦纳
Meaning to seek the acceptance of delight from God.
完全的献上
And it's a total offering.
毫不保留的把自己完全归给神
Without any reservation, you just offer yourself to God.
燔祭就是人爱慕寻求得着神的悦纳
Because it means that you love and you're seeking to be totally accepted by God.
是一个接受救恩的人应该有的回应。
This should be the response of a person who has received God's salvation.
爱慕神，讨神的喜悦。
To love God and to please Him.
承认神在自己身上有完全的权柄。
And to acknowledge that God has a complete sovereignty upon Him.
所以要成为一个服侍祭司。作为一个祭司
so to become a priest,
我觉得就是要尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神这是献燔祭所表示的
You need to love your Lord with all your heart, soul, mind and with all your strength and this is what the burnt offering tells us
我昨天稍微提了一下以赛亚书第六章的时候
Yesterday as I mentioned Isaiah 6Very briefly,
最近我里面真是有一个这样的感觉我发现有很多人当然是也包括许多的年轻人
Truly I have this feeling lately many people including young ones
跟不上属灵的事情
cannot keep up with the spiritual matters
尤其是读完大学到外面基督教的世界转了一个圈觉得回来这里聚会时间太长了
Especially those people who graduate from college and they have been exposed to the world, and then when they come back to the church, they feel, wow, the message time is too long.
你看有那么多外面信主的人啊，他们赞美主啊，举手啊，祷告啊，一个钟头四十五分钟就搞定了一个礼拜。
You see so many Christians outside the church, they praise the Lord and listening to the message and praying.Everything is done in 1 hour 45 minutes.
然后呢，就可以过他们自己的日子。They have the whole Sunday for themselves.
And they go on their own lives because they have the whole Sunday reserved for them.
跟朋友在一起啊，我不是说你们要去做坏事啊，就是也是好像也是很正常的啊。
I'm not saying you're going to do some wicked things, and it seems to.Be normal to hang out with your friends.
好像就是不甘心像你们这些老头子老人家一个礼拜啊，整天去讲聚会啊，读经啊，敬畏神啊，神的旨意啊，这些东西。
So it seems that they're not willing to be like the old people all day long. They're just talking about going to the meetings, study God's words, fearing God.
以至于当听神的话的时候
To the point that when you come to listen to the words of God,
因为你里面有一个这样不甘心
because you have this unwillingness in your heart,
你怕当你真正听了神的话你就跟我们一样哦，整天为主而活
And you're afraid in your heart that once you really listen to the voice of God you will be turned into like us daily we live for the Lord
有一天好像还发个神经病把工作都辞掉了来全时间侍奉神有点害怕
And some people evento the point that they seem to be so zealous they quit their job they just come to serve the Lord full time
就好像那句话说恐怕听了神的话回转过来得医治
That's what the verse says Lest they hear the word of God they return and be healed
我不知道你们有没有这种信心
I don't know if this is your
但是我告诉你不知不觉
But so unknowingly
这些世界甚至传统基督教的这种火箭就进到你心里面你还不晓得
The fire dartsFrom the Christianity has come into your heart, and you do not know it.
因为有这样的心思在里面的时候
because you have this kind of mind in your heart.
所以当你听主的话的时候
when you listen to the voice of the Lord,
你就有以赛亚书第六章第九节那种光景
You become in the exact condition spelled out in Isaiah 6:9.
就是你听是听见了，却不明白。
You keep on hearing but do not understand.
看是看见却不晓得。
You keep on seeing but do not perceive.
这种的心思意念就你的心好像蒙了油耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷恐怕眼睛看见 耳朵听见，心里明白，就回转过来，变得医治。
This mindset makes your heart dull, your ears heavy, your eyes dim. Lest you see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and understand with your heart, and return and be healed.
这是外邦人或者是传统基督教今天堕落到一个地步，给人里面的有一种感觉，叫人觉得不需要这样信耶稣。
Traditional Christianity or Gentiles have been so corrupt to such a point that in your heart you feel you do not need to believe in the Lord Jesus.
很多人那个样子信耶稣信得很好啊。
Well, many other people who believe in the Lord not as the way so seriously, and they're doing fine.
但是你知道，在今天这个末后的时代
，But do you know that in the very end time?
你真正要做一个讨神喜悦的人
，Of this age, if you really want to become one who fully pleasing Him,
你这样只有一点宗教生活是站不住脚的。
With a religious life like this, you will never be able to take your stand.
你早晚会给魔鬼世界掳去。
Sooner or later, you will end up being captivated by the world or the Satan.
你看看青年聚会里面这些 mega church 里面有很多人。
You see, there are so many people in mega churches, their youth services.
但是你看到真正能够过敬虔生活，能够持久一直在那里服侍的人到底有多少？
Then how many are they who endure to live a godly life to serve God?
这些成功神学这些的东西给你有一时的热闹，但是多少时候当人活在这里面的时候，不知不觉给世界掳去，很快你就看不到他们的踪影。
With all the prosperity gospel, you could see all the excitement, but very soon, and knowingly and unwittingly, you have been taken captive by the world.
我们感谢赞美主，在这里聚会的我们看到有人多少年他们为主站立。
We thank the Lord that there are many people who gather here for all these years, they take the stand with the Lord.
这些的思想只不过是要把你掳去的一个过程。
All the thoughts simply mean to captivate you through a process.
当你没有一个尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主的心的话，你在今天这个末后的时代，你站不住脚。
If you do not have this heart to love your Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, you'll never be able to hold ground in today's world.
传道人。多少基督徒家庭出问题，道德出问题，事业出问题。
So many Christians or even preachers have issues in their family life, in their moral life, in their services.
你知道他们不是甘心情愿这样。
You know, none of them is willingly to do so.
是撒旦魔鬼的工作。
Because this is the work of the Satan and the devil.
今天我们要在神面前做一个站立得住主耶稣的见证人的话。
For us to today to be one witness of the Lord who can stand the ground for our Lord.
所以要做燔祭。
Then we have to be
要全心全人的归给神。
Totally be offered to the Lord.
不管你年长还是年幼。
Regardless of your age, young.
如果你没有一个向着主绝对将身体献上当作活祭的心，你没有办法走上跟随主的路。
If you do not have this absolute mind to offer your body as present your body wholly as a living sacrifices, you will never be able to keep walking in this way.
还要献上素祭。
Now again, you have to offer grain offering.
侍奉的目标是彰显基督。
And that means the very goal of our services is to manifest Christ.
把无效饼放在祭司的手里做摇祭，24节。
And also verse 24 saying you place this unleavened bread in a basket as a wave offering.
在神面前摇一摇。
and you waited before the Lord.
叫人注意力集中在祭司手中的素祭。
So that you make people focus upon the grain offering, in your hand.
说出我们侍奉的目标是要彰显降世为人的耶稣基督。
It tells us that the very purpose, goal of our service is to manifest this Lord Jesus who came into the world to become man.
当人知道基督的宝贵的时候
，When a person knows the preciousness of Christ,
他所有的心意都放在主的身上。
All his mind and heart will be placed upon him.
基督才能够在这个人上显出来。
Only in such a way Christ can actually be manifested.
这样侍奉的目标对吗？
So if you have set the goal of your service correctly,
侍奉的内容就对了。
Then the content of your service will be right.
侍奉的实际就显出来。
And the reality of your service will be seen.
当然还有平安祭，我们刚才已经讲了，我们就不再讲。
Of course, there is this peace offering which we touched upon just now. Then we will not repeat it again.
刚才我们还读到39章
And also we read in chapter 39
32节那里告诉我们
In verse 32
那里说帐幕就是会幕一切的宫就这样做完了凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的以色列人都照样做了
Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished.And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did.
42节
Verse 42.
这一切工作都是以色列人照着耶和华所吩咐摩西做的。耶和华怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。
According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it. And as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them.
第四十章一开始，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“正月初一日，你要立起帐幕。”
And then 40, verse 1, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "On the very first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting."
然后我们就看到在上面抹膏。
Then you see the anointing of the oil.
我们实在看到每一点都是看到是要有膏，不然照着山上的样式还要抹上圣膏油。
On each point, we see that not only have you completed the tabernacle according to the pattern shown you on the mountain, but also you have to apply the oil on the item.
然后这里一次两次三次四次每一样事项都告诉我们说摩西这样行都是照着耶和华所吩咐他的第十六节
Four times here it says that whatever Moses did is according to what the commandment the Lord has given him.
第十节也是说 都是要分啊，然后我们觉得十九节、二十一节、二十七节、二十九节，
29,
然后到了三十三节说，这样摩西就完了工。
And verse 33, we read Moses finished the work.
我们在这里，我愿意讲什么？
Now, what is that I would like to share with you?
我愿意在最后这十分钟里面
The last 10 minutes that we have left here.
我们就看到整个神的旨意神的律法
I want to share on the whole purpose and the law of the Lord.
是透过摩西来带出来的
Is brought out by Moses through him.
以色列人在埃及四百年
Israelites stayed in Egypt for 400 years
当然你说日期满足神就带他们出来
Of course you would say that when days were completed God brought them out of Egypt
但是你知道神的预定是根据神的预知对不对
You know that God's predestination is based upon his foreknowledge
我相信神不是一定叫以色列人在那里待四百年
I believe that God did not necessarily mean to have Israelites stay in Egypt for 400 years.
为什么400年?
But why is it 400 years?
真正的原因只有神知道。
The true reason, only God knows it.
但是其中有一个原因。 我相信是他等到摩西这个人。
But one of the reasons I believe that God is waiting and waiting until he gave Moses this
book. 启示是给摩西的。
Revelation was given to Moses.
带以色列人拣选也是透过摩西。
It's also through Moses that God led Israelites and God chose them.
建造的过程虽然选了两个人做工头，但是真正做工的这个总工头还是摩西。
In the process of constructing the tabernacle, although there, Moses had two assistants as his masters, but the real person who's in charge of all is Moses himself.
一个很重要的一件事情。
So here we see one very crucial point.
每一点每一滴都是照着耶和华吩咐摩西所做的。
Every bit, every part of the construction is according to the commandments that God gave to Moses.
最后33节说，这样摩西就完了工。
Verse 33, so Moses finished the work.
你看到不是摩西的工作。
But you see that this is not the work of Moses.
是神借着摩西带着以色列人完成他的工。
It is through Moses leading all the Israelites that they finished together the work.
在摩西的头上很明显的看到归耶和华为圣，虽然他不是大祭司，看到神的主权。
Moses, even though he is not the high priest, but you could see so clearly on his head, holy to the Lord.Because he completely submits to the sovereignty of God.
我们看到启示是给他。
We know that revelation is given to Moses.
预备是给他。
Preparation is made ready for him.
然后要为他的大亚伦哥哥一家做圣衣，又是他传的。
And also through Moses, the commandment about making holy garments and his families.It's also from Moses.
然后再一点一点吩咐他，不单单叫把启示出来，把蓝图出来，还要怎么样做，做好，做好，最后知达还是借着他。
And every bit by bit, God revealed the plan and also revealed the way to construct it until the very last moment is finished. It's all through Moses.
所以神的见证显出来是要得着人。
So for God's testimony to be revealed, he had to gain people first.
好像我们读过的希伯来书一样。
Just as the verse we read in Hebrews.
说摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。说什么呢？就是基督。基督为儿子治理神的家。他是基督的预表。
Just as verse 3 it says here, Moses being the type of Christ, and he was indeed faithful in all God's house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. What are the things? Those things are of Christ.
为什么摩西能够这样?
Now, why is Moses able to do so?
我愿意跟大家交通一点。
I would like to share
就是出埃及第三章摩西所看到的异象。
I would like to share a point with you regarding the vision that Moses saw in Exodus 3.
就是当神呼召摩西的时候，给他看见在旷野里面枯干的荆棘着火，却没有被毁灭。
This is a vision God showed him in the wilderness, that a great vision, because Moses saw.A burning bush, but even though it has caught fire, but it's not consumed.
却没有被烧毁。
It was not destroyed.
我里面最近我江弟兄在这个点上有几次的交通，在我里面很得的帮助，我愿意跟大家分享。
Recently, Brother Stephen Kong shared few points on this event and.They helped me a lot, so I'd like to share some of them with you.
这里看到什么呢?
What did Moses see? here.
神用四十年。
It took God 40 years.
叫摩西在旷野放下他的雄心野心，自以为是。
It took God 40 years to make Moses put away all his ambitions and all the thought of thinking he was the right one.
在旷野给他显了一个异象。
And then God showed this vision.
在旷野里面，这个荆棘着火是很平常的事情。
In the wilderness, it's quite a common thing for thorns to catch fire.
但是神往往是透过平凡的事情显出他的神迹。
But very often that God through mundane ordinary things to show his wonders.
因为
because
荆棘烧着了，本身却没有被烧毁。
This thorn was ablaze, but itself is not consumed.
我不知道摩西以为自己是什么。
I do not know what Moses thought himself to be.
很多时候我们觉得我们是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
Many times we just feel we are the cedar in Lebanon.
摩西四十年前的确这样，在皇宫里面长大，学了一切的学问，大有能力，又有口才。
Indeed, Moses was like this. When he was in the palace of Egypt, he was mighty and powerful in words and in goods and in deeds. And has learned all Egyptian learning.
但是经过四十年，他不会讲话了，因为只对着羊。
But after 40 years, he didn't know how to speak anymore because day in and out, he was facing sheep.
是不是他看到自己就像这个枯干的荆棘一样？
Didn't he see himself just like this dry thorns?
他是一无所事，一无所有。He's nothing.
He is nothing.And he had nothing.
如果我们真是觉得我们自己是什么，能够为神做什么，
If we really think we are somebody and we're able to do some things for him,
你看到摩西在这里看到最大的神迹，我们今天一个服侍主人需要看到的。
But Moses' vision shows us that the greatest miracle that a person who serves the Lord has to see is
就是看到You are nothing.
You're nothing.
你只不过是枯干的荆棘。
You're just a dry bush.
当你真是发现你不再是黎巴嫩的香柏木，你不再是大有口才、大有智慧，而只是 you are nobody.
When you really see that you're no longer the cedar in Lebanon, you're not wise, you're not eloquent, you're nobody.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你不觉得你是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
Brothers and sisters, don't you think that? Oh, I never think I myself being the leader of
Lebanon. 我们每一个人都觉得我们很不错的。
Because the truth is, every single one of us feels pretty good about ourselves.
比起某某人，我们可以谦卑一点。
Well, comparing to others,
我们跟我们教会里面的人比一比，我的口才，我的看见比他们强多了。
But in comparison to some people in the church, my insight, my eloquence fares much better.
今天神不能够复兴我们的教会。
Today, God is not able to revive our church.
今天神不能够用我们。
Today, God is not able to use us.
只因为我们没有看到一个异象。
It's because we have not seen this vision yet.
就是我是一个枯干的荆棘。
That is, I am the dry.
如果我真是看到我什么都不行的时候，
If I truly see that I'm nothing,
主的荣耀要在这个人身上显出来。
The Lord's glory will be manifested in this person.
荆棘被烧着，却没有被烧毁。
The bushes are set ablaze, but not consumed.
主可以用它。
And the Lord is able to use them.
主也可以用你。
The Lord is able to use.
但是你需要看到你自己的光景。
He is able to use you too, but you have to first see your true condition.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
经过了四十年又四十年。
After 40 years and another 40 years.
你知道摩西在诗篇里面告诉我们说，说人一生的年日是七十岁，如果什么
强壮的可以活到八十岁，对不对？
You know that in Moses' psalm, he says that the days of man's life is about 70 years, and by reason of strength, maybe 80 years.
他现在多少岁了？
How old was Moses at this moment?
已经八十岁了。
80 years old.
也就是说，他的年日已经没有了。
That to say he ran out on his day.
也就是说，他看到自己是像已死的人一样。
That to say he saw himself as.
因为强壮的还可以活到八十岁嘛。
Because even stronger ones.
所以他现在已经完了。
And he was done.
他看到他自己没有他的前途了。
He did not see any of his future.
神就大大的用他最后的四十年。
And this is at this time God is able to use him mightily in his 40 years.
然后，神是要用他。
And God wants to use him.
然后说，你手上有什么？
And God said, "What do you have in your hand?"
我手上有牧羊的杖。
And he said, "I have this staff to shepherd."
把这个杖丢走，不要依靠这个杖。
God told him to throw away the staff. Do not depend on.
你看，我们手上都有杖，我们有我们的专业，我们有我们的恩赐，我们有我们的职业，我们的本事，所以是把它扔掉。
You see, we all have our professions, we our gifts, and our abilities, but for God to throw them all out.
当一扔到地上，它就变成一条蛇。
And when once it's thrown on the ground, it turns into a snake.
今天很多时候我们手中一套的东西是仇敌用来叫我们不能依靠神的东西。
Many things we depend on nowadays are exactly the ones used by Satan so that we're not be able to depend on God.
我们的专业，我们的恩赐，我们的才干是蛇。
Our professions, our gifts, and our talents, they are snakes.
交出去的时候，
when we give them all to God.
神说把它从尾巴拿起来。 Take it up upside down.
And the Lord says, take up the snake upside down by the tail.
你不要再依靠它。
Don't you depend on it anymore.
把它掉过头来，不要依靠它，不要用它。
Turn yourself around. Do not use the staff and depend on it.
今天他，你在地上的东西，学过的东西，神给你的，神可以用。
Everything you have learned and you have accumulated on earth, that God can use indeed.
但是
But,
你不要靠它，你要把它掉过头来。
Do not depend on it, turn it upside down.
把它尾巴抓住，不再依靠它，但是感谢主，神还可以用。
Catch it by the tail, meaning you do not depend on it anymore. Thank the Lord, God can still use you.
每两百万人出埃及，这个不是一件小事情啊！像我们这样这么笨的人没有办法做的。
It's not a small thing for Moses to lead 2 million people out of Egypt. People like us so stupid cannot do it.
但是神知道他靠他天然的东西，神没有办法用他。
However, God knows that if Moses depends on his natural things.Then he's not able to use.
当你把你的主权交出来的时候
，When you give your autonomy to God，
你让主做头的时候
，When you allow God，
让你不再依靠你这些东西的时候
，When you no longer depend on all these things，
主就用它。
God is able to.
这一个意象
，And this vision，
我相信是神用摩西一个很重要的原因。
I believe this is a very important reason for God to be able to use.
我们在神的家里面要做祭司的职分。
Now today, all of us in the house of God have to fulfill this priesthood.
我们首先要看到一个意象。
First, let's all see.
可能是一个很平凡的意象。
Maybe this is a very ordinary one.
但是在其中，你看到你自己一无所有、一无所事、一无所知。
But in it, you have to know that you have nothing, you're nothing, you can hold on nothing.
你的有的东西你要放下。
Whatever you have, let it go.
当你掉过头来的时候
，When you turn yourself around,
神可以用我们。
God is able to use you.
求主叫我们在这一些的话里面得到一点的帮助，一点的提醒。
May the Lord grant us some reminder and also help through the words that I share.
叫我们一同在主面前蒙恩典。
So that together we can receive grace.
叫神真正能够与我们同住。
So that God can truly dwell.
叫神的帐幕，这是在我们当中。
And the tabernacle of God abides in man. We thank God.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们实在匍匐在你的跟前，我们谦卑，我们觉得我们自己真是一无所事，一无所有。
We bow down and we humble ourselves. Truly, we feel before you we're nothing and we have nothing.
当我们真是谦卑下来的时候
，When we are able to humble ourselves，
才能够让你吩咐我们的，我们都能够敬重。
Then we will be able to be fulfilled.Faithful in all the commandments that you have given.
你是多么的愿意得救我们。
Oh, how much you're willing to gain all of us.
那一天你得救了摩西。
On that day, you have gained Moses.
你是那样大大的使用他。
And how you mightily use him.
今天也愿意你在我们当中有这样的拣选。
Today, among us, you also want to have the same election.
叫我们先伏在你的脚下。
Oh, Lord,Help us to bow down before you.
在我们当中的年轻人当中，你得着像摩西这样的人。
Among our young people, gain people like Moses.
你在我们当中中年人当中得着这样的人。
Among our middle-aged brothers and sisters, gain people like
them. 你在我们的弟兄姊妹年长当中也得着这样的人。
And also among our elderly brothers and sisters, gain people
like them. 你是你的荣耀，你的荣光能够充满在你的教会里边。
So that the glory, the brilliance of your glory can fill the church.
用着这些的话帮助我们。
Oh, help us with all these words.
一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.